Soon enough, we left Jerusalem, and Jesus said he was going back to Galilee, to Cana. Well, I was so pleased, for that was the place I had come from. But then Jesus said he was going through Samaria. Well, my old master, he would never go through Samaria, not for fear of his body or his soul. The Samaritans and the Jews, they had been at odds for 300 years. Every self-respecting Jew I knew would go the long way around, down to the River Jordan, along the valley, and up through the hills. But Jesus said he was going the short way. Well, in the end, I decided to follow Jesus. Of course, I was with the other women and a few of the men who always stayed behind to keep us safe. So I wasn't with Jesus when he had the conversation, but I heard about it. A conversation with a woman at a well. In fact, I heard her speak of it. She is getting old now. But she will tell you of it. Let her tell you of it now.
Ah, so you want to know about the day I met Jesus of Nazareth, do you? Well, I've told many others. I may as well tell you. Never you mind why I was at the well in the middle of the day on my own. All that matters is I was there. And so was he. I could tell at a glance he was a Jew. And I knew no self-respecting Jew would speak to a woman on her own. Never mind a Samaritan woman like me. But speak he did. And asked me to draw water for him. Then he went on, telling me how he would give me streams of life-giving water, water that would mean I would never thirst again. After that, he told me of my family, of my husbands and the man I was with then. Well, how would you feel if a man you'd never met before suddenly told you your life story? I said to him, "Sir, I perceive you are a prophet." And I decided to ask him all that's at the heart of everything between Jews and Samaritans. Where is the rightful place to worship the true God? Is it on Mount Gerizim, as we Samaritans believe? Or in Jerusalem, as the Jews believe? Well, he had an answer for me. Not that it was the one I was expecting. For he said, "The time is coming, indeed is now come, when the Father is searching for those who will worship him in spirit and truth." In spirit and truth, I thought. But the place of worship had always been so important. Well, there was one other thing I knew. I said to him, "The Messiah is coming, and he will know these things." And do you know what he said to me? He said, "I who speak to you am he." I who speak to you am he. Oh, I thought, the Messiah? The Christ? Well, I could not stay any longer or ask anything else, for at that moment the menfolk who had been with him, he had sent them into town to buy food, they came back. It was not seemly for me to stay there then. I left in such a hurry, I even left my water jar behind. But when I reached my town, I said to every person I saw, "Come, hear a man who told me all I ever did. Can this be the Messiah, the Christ? And do you know, many of them came back with me. But some believed just on what I said. My testimony. A fancy word, if you like, for what words had passed between him and me. But most people came back, and they sat and listened to him. Then they turned to me, and they said, "It is no longer because of what you said that we believe. For now we have heard him for ourselves, and we truly believe this is the Saviour of the world." So that's the day I met him, Jesus of Nazareth, Saviour of the world. It was indeed the day she met him, and we stayed there 2 more days, for so many people wanted to listen to Jesus. But then, as always, he said we were off again.